From Texas Public Radio, this is Golden Pennies, a limited series that breaks down why Texas school funding still isn't fair and how we got to where we are today. I'm Camille Phillips. It's been 50 years since San Antonio families sued to get equal access to school funding. A court-mandated fix called Robin Hood supposedly fixed the problem in Texas 30 years ago. But after analyzing nearly two decades of state data, I discovered that today's system continues to favor some districts over others. However, the things that make it unfair aren't very well understood because the funding system is also really complicated. In this episode, I'll break down the ways it falls short. There are four main elements making Texas school funding both unfair and confusing. Number one, in Texas, when property values and property taxes rise, schools don't automatically get more money. That doesn't make funding less equal, but does defy common sense. Chandra Villanueva is with the progressive-leaning think tank Every Texan.
Your average homeowner is like, look, I'm paying more and more every single year. Why are my schools still underfunded, overcrowded, my teachers underpaid?
Their conclusion?
Obviously, the schools are doing a bad job with my money.
So let me explain the disconnect. In order to equalize funding across property poor and property wealthy school districts, money from state sales tax, local property tax, and recapture all starts in the same pot. Then Texas uses a formula to decide how much of that pot goes to each student in this classroom.
You got 50 seconds. Go ahead and come to the back of your desk,
in every other classroom across the state. If school districts raise more in property tax than the formula says they're allowed to keep, the state takes that money and uses it instead of state dollars to pay for other schools. That means when your property taxes go up, your schools don't get more money, they just get less state funding. Because that's not well known, Villanueva says homeowners end up mistrusting schools and hating property tax. I saw that mistrust firsthand at a town hall last spring for San Antonio's Harlandale ISD. Their superintendent was trying to explain why the district had a budget deficit.
Why do you keep saying we only can live off of our savings? Where is the other money going to go? Is there not enough coming in?
Exactly.
Which brings us to point two. Texas hasn't increased school funding since 2019. Just to keep up with inflation, schools would need almost $1,200 more per student. Eduardo Hernandez is superintendent of Edgewood ISD on San Antonio's west side.
Since the pandemic, what you see is now it's costing more. Everything from just keeping the lights on, our water, our bills, our food, all of it is costing more.
Because the state decides how much funding school districts are entitled to, and because lawmakers haven't increased that funding in 4 years, a lot of school districts are struggling to balance their budgets, even property wealthy ones. Three wealthy districts are so upset by this that they're rebelling, refusing to pay their share of recapture this year. That includes Spring Branch ISD in Houston, where Lisa Alpi is on the school board.
It's kind of that time to take a stand. And given our severe budget deficits that we're looking at, I think now is the time to say, come and take it.
Property wealthy districts have never been fans of recapture. But Every Texan, Chandra Villanueva, says districts wouldn't feel this way if the state adequately funded schools.
We've been shortchanging our schools forever.
That brings us to the third unfair part of Texas public school funding, something called golden pennies. Golden pennies are protected money, exempt from recapture. Texas created them in 2006 after property wealthy school districts sued. According to a TPR analysis of state data, in recent years, a couple dozen school districts have consistently gotten at least double the state average in per-student funding. They rake in anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 per student, and golden pennies are a big part of the reason why. They let school districts add additional pennies to their tax rate that aren't subject to recapture. Villanueva says in some districts, they're more like platinum pennies.
So when you see these super wealthy districts that are paying a lot in recapture, well, they're not paying recapture on those golden pennies. They can keep all of it.
That gives a big advantage to school districts with a lot of property wealth and few students. The wealthiest districts collect up to $35,000 per student in golden pennies alone. The fourth and final unfair element of Texas school funding is something called automatic tax compression, which was introduced in 2019. What it means is each year, every Texas school district gets a lower property tax rate. The state sends school districts a note saying, hey, here's your new maximum tax rate. Before this change, every school district had the same maximum rate. Now school districts have different rates based on how fast their property value grew. Villanueva calls it one of the worst things to ever happen to Texas school finance because it erases a major component of the equity recapture was created to fix.
That was really heartbreaking for me to see them make it so that you could have any random tax rate and get the same full funding as anybody else.
The idea was that every school district taxing at a certain rate should be able to get the same amount of funding.
Like, all kids deserve the same level of education, so all communities will put in the same effort to fund schools, and then the state's job was to equalize.
Without recapture, property-poor districts would have to set crazy high tax rates in order to collect even a fraction of the funding property-wealthy districts collect with low tax rates. Even more concerning to Villanueva, though, is how automatic tax compression shrinks the state's largest source of revenue for public schools. She thinks the long-term goal is to eliminate school property tax altogether.
Every single year, we're spending billions of dollars to reduce that tax rate until it's gone. And once it's gone, who's going to fund our schools?
And Villanueva is one of several advocates who think all of this, the automatic tax cuts, recapture finger pointing, and confusion over school funding, is being used to undermine Texas public schools and privatize education.
They're going to keep not funding our schools. Things are going to get tighter and tighter. Teachers aren't going to get paid well. Education's going to, you know, do worse. And then the state's going to be like, look, our schools are failing. Why are we going to put money into that? Here's a voucher. Go figure it out on your own.
The influential right-wing think tank Texas Public Policy Foundation has been calling for an end to the main school property tax since at least 2018. Texas Governor Greg Abbott repeated that call on social media last summer.
The time for school choice is now in the great state of Texas.
More recently, the governor has been making the rounds with TPPF to rally support for public money to pay for private schools.
School choice not only improves education for every kid and every parent who chooses that pathway, school choice improves our public schools.
At the very least, simple math tells us that if Texas allocates funding for private school vouchers, there will be even less money available for public schools. Bills that would have increased state education funding last year were blocked by the governor. He said he wouldn't give more money to public schools until his voucher program passed. That flat funding has school districts across Texas struggling to balance their budgets, even large urban districts with a lot of property wealth. Austin ISD is a perfect example. In part three of Golden Pennies, we'll visit Austin to explain why its school district isn't benefiting from Austin's property wealth. Golden Pennies is a production of Texas Public Radio. Dan Katz is our VP of News. This episode was researched and reported by me. It was edited by Rachel Osher-Lindley of the Texas Newsroom. Jacob Rosati did sound design. I'm Camille Phillips. There's more to the story. Head over to tpr.org/goldenpennies to read more and see photos and data visualizations.